Come on, people. City League Sports Show today. Joining me in the City League Legacy Lounge is the one and only Tamika Brown, Marion Franklin High School. Say hello to everybody.
How's everybody doing?
Hear your voice a little bit out here.
How's everybody doing? Pleasure to be here.
Yes, thank you for having me. Come on. Hey, look, I'm your host, Dr. Vince Clarino, and today we get to catch up with one of the special ones. That's what I call you. I'm putting you. You one of the special.
All right, right? I'll take it.
Because let me share. Right, I'll share my own little piece to start the show.
Okay.
For me, you know, I got different sets of memories.
Okay.
About City League basketball.
Okay.
I got these stories I used to hear from that little group of people that were older than me.
Mm-hmm.
So this is 85 to 90.
Okay.
I used to hear some of those, right?
Right.
As a kid. And then I got my memories from when I was playing.
Right.
Right. And then I got this first little bank of memories from when I was at school.
Okay.
And you're in the bank of when I was at school memories.
Okay.
Because I used to hear about you and everybody would say, Tamika killing. You know, every time I come check in on home, what's going on? You know, I always want to get to scoop.
That's awesome.
And I used to have my family save the newspapers for me.
Mm-hmm.
So they would save the Columbus Dispatch, and then I would have them send the sports section to me at school.
Okay.
You was killing. You was killing that Marion Franklin.
Oh, man.
So come on. So let's go back. Marion Franklin, you're a 98 grad.
Yes.
Dig in and share your first. I'm just give us any little memory. Let's get your voice go out there. Give us a memory of basketball, something you remember about playing at Marion Franklin.
Before we get into anything, I think people need to know that I was the first class to open enrollment. Mm-hmm. So I was a Medina Middle School
girl.
Yes,
indeed. Okay, North Linden.
No, Brittenell off of Agler.
Okay.
Agler.
Yep, okay.
So my school would have been Brookhaven.
Mm.
So I would have been with the Brookhaven crew with Helen, Khalid, Tish, all of those. But
my brother went to Marion. Medina's in North Linden.
Yes.
The location of Medina. Okay.
Yes. Yep. So I'm the first class of open enrollment, and my brother went to Marion Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed, my guy.
So I've had to follow behind that using the wisdom in regards to education and really wasn't worried about anything athletic.
Yeah.
So I just think that was one of the best decisions of my life, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I wasn't sure what part of the city you grew up in. Did you play at Medina? Were you hooping in middle school?
I started.
Okay.
I was a track athlete.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was a track athlete.
Well, you was a super athlete that just also ran track.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
So I started with my music teacher just, threw a ball in my hand.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's how it started.
Just music teacher, something, let's figure it out.
My brothers and my father played basketball.
No doubt.
But, you know, I come
say
from
who they are. Get a list and say who
Aaron
they are.
Brown, Roy Brown's my father.
Yeah.
Legends.
Yes, indeed.
You know, I didn't know that was in me at all until John O. Sevier.
Said, come on, here
Medina,
you go.
Medina, just try it your fast. You know, try it out and...
And then there you go. So then
there it went.
So then you land at Marion Franklin.
Mm-hmm.
Are you playing as a ninth grader?
Yes.
Okay. Start off right away.
That ninth grade, man, it went from all gas, no brake.
Mm.
It went from not even playing basketball to playing with the best.
Okay.
So I would play with all the guys.
Yeah.
You know, play with the top women.
Mm-hmm.
And then during that time, we had Columbus Quest and those things going on.
Yeah.
To where I start playing with them.
Oh,
you
wow.
know.
Yeah.
Which, as I look back at it, it's like, that's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's crazy just starting to play.
Yeah.
And
you had some nice opportunities then at a young age.
Amazing opportunities.
Yeah.
That I didn't even know. It just was.
It was
natural for me.
Yeah. So we're going to stick around in this Marion Franklin space for a while. Obviously, you shared some stuff that even I didn't know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like from a hooping standpoint,
mm-hmm.
you're getting it in. So when you look back at Marion Franklin basketball,
mm-hmm.
Tuck was your coach,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
Right? And so for those people who don't know Gary Tucker.
Yes. Pops.
Yes, indeed. Come on. And the beauty of it is, for those of us that are all part of this kind of Columbus City and even basketball team, like I see Tuck all the time.
Right.
You see Tuck all the time.
Right.
I mean, he was just at the game.
Right.
We sit there and chop it up. You would think like you could connect with some of us in conversation. And it would be like, even if you haven't seen somebody for 5 years, you could pick up
like it was yesterday.
Like you just bumped into them at Bob Evans or Roosters right. or something like that. Right. right. So what was that like playing for Tuck?
At that time, that was young Tuck. So that was high energy. Mm. Lot of wisdom, lot yeah. of guidance.
Right.
So me being a high energy person to have a high energy coach.
Yeah.
I just think it was a good fit.
Okay.
Because I looked up to him, you know, him and Pops. I called him Pops and yeah. Mary, you know, Mom. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was a good family dynamic.
Certainly.
It kind of just, for me, it just made me feel safe.
Okay.
You know.
Okay.
Just, you know, being a kid just right. out there, he just allowed me to be who I was.
Okay.
And he would push me. He just yeah. would push me to be great.
Let's
Everything
figure it
out. We would do, we gonna figure it out together.
Yeah.
But one thing I need you to do, you right. know, Tuck going, hey, one thing I need you to do is get it done.
Yeah. Is that a Tuck gesture?
That's a Tuck thing.
Hey,
that's
you, it. You did, yeah. You did,
he would,
that,
yeah,
you did
he would
that,
give me
the
Tuck.
That double backhand little
give me
clap
the tuck.
There. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And, he was just an amazing person, you know, not just a basketball coach, just an amazing human
yeah.
being. And I was just honored to be a part of, you know, just he was a part of my life. And
yeah.
I was just honored to reciprocate the same thing, not only on the basketball court.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So give the listeners, let's like, is there a moment at Marion Franklin, you hooping? Is there a game that you remember? Is there a moment? Because I would have assumed, just like, you know, we were talking here a moment ago, and I used to, like I said, I used to get newspapers and follow, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're looking at the box scores. Back then, we didn't have the social media
right.
and all the different
right.
outlets. Is there a moment when you said, like, oh, man, you know, I'm out here getting it. I'm doing this. Is there something that helps you remember that?
Not really.
Mm.
Which is funny. I was just the kind of person who, you know, I started off in entertainment, then in track, then in basketball. I just was a high-level person.
Okay.
You know.
You are a high-level person.
Put a goal there, accomplish it, let's figure out what's next.
Right.
Didn't come from a place of much like, hey, gratitude, you did it. It was just
right.
like, okay, that's what you were supposed to do.
Yeah.
On to the next thing.
Right.
So for myself now, you know, being a mother—
Mm.
It's really the first time I really kind of, you know, look back at some things. My
right.
brother, a couple months ago, my middle brother, Kevin, we were just sitting there over the holiday, and he pulled something from under the table with
yeah.
a notebook, and he flipped it open, and he started reading off numbers.
Like a little scrapbook.
Man, I didn't even know he was talking about me, Vinny.
Right, right, right.
He naming numbers, 200 and such and four games and
yeah.
and rebounds and this. And I'm like, who you talking about?
Right.
He was
right.
like, you.
Right.
I said, whoa.
Right.
Bro, I was really doing it like that.
And I'm over here getting a little shivers because those are the memories. Those are the numbers that I have. Because, see, I have a memory of you.
Man.
But then I got the just a paper memory.
Oh, my.
Right? Because, you know, I wasn't here, so I'm not
right.
seeing a lot of games.
Right.
I'm mm-hmm. just seeing stuff on paper, and I'm like,
that
she
was
out there
crazy.
It, right?
I mean, and for me, it was one of those humbling moments,
right.
you know, like, Tamika, you really was out there, like,
right.
new age, and
let's share this, right? So, like, your senior year, you're averaging 25 a game.
Yeah.
Right? What's your high school career high?
I think it was 43.
Yes, that's what I was going to say.
Like 43 yeah. and three quarters, though.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I was
so
still kind of mad at Tuck.
Yeah, you could have went on ahead.
You could have went for 50 feet,
right?
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying to myself, like, what I think a lot of young people don't get, because they got kind of this social media platform,
mm-hmm.
A lot of them think like I'm the first. And I say, well, nah, you ain't
no,
far from the
you
first.
You far from the
You know
first.
What I mean?
Right.
Like the list is really long.
Really?
You're one of many great
right.
ones. You're doing great right now.
Right.
But I don't want you to get too delusional into
right.
thinking, hey, look, I'm the first one. No, you're not the first one. It was some special ones. We started off. It was some special ones.
Right.
Before you started doing this, there was other folks out here dumping 40s
right.
out there too.
Right.
And so your senior year, you're averaging 25.
Mm-hmm.
What was your senior year like? Because I'm going to turn that into another question for a moment. How did the team do that year?
We did okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we did good. We had Monique Davis, you know.
Did y'all win the South?
We won the South, yes. And I believe we paid Northland the city championship.
You did.
And we lost.
Yep.
To one of my best friends, Tanisha Cook.
Tanisha Cook, yeah, come on. I got Tanisha Cook's name right here in the notes. Yes, I did. Tanisha
you
Cook,
know,
right?
Me, Chazzy, Monique, we tried to get it done. I mean, one of the best memorable moments for me was just getting there, you know, taking a program that came from, I think I remember this statistic-wise, we had the worst losing streak in Central Ohio when I came in as a freshman.
Okay.
So that's all I worried about.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
We're going to be better. Right. You know, with us being in this uniform,
right.
I mean, let's just make sure we represent it properly.
Okay,
that's all.
Did you know Tuck before you got there, or did you meet Tuck when you got there?
Tuck actually was the assistant coach of my brother Aaron.
Oh, okay.
Because he coached with Dean.
Yep.
On the boys' side.
So just for all of our listeners, I just want you to understand the example that just happened.
Mm-hmm.
The beauty of all of us who have been around. You can say Dean, and I automatically know you're talking about Dean Washington.
Dean Washington.
Right? But it's a whole bunch of people who don't even know who
pop
that
your
is.
Collar.
Right? Yeah, pop
yes,
that collar.
Pop
Come
that
on, pop
collar.
That collar. And I've had the joy of knowing Dean as a young guy.
Mm-hmm.
I played against him as a kid when he was coaching.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when he had Kurt and them guys.
Oh, man.
And then I was lucky enough to still get a couple of wins when Kurt and them
Absolutely.
Left, right? So I snuck me a couple of wins in
right.
there because we didn't beat Kurt and them guys.
Okay.
But I snuck some wins in afterwards.
Okay.
And then being able to follow somebody like Dean for a career and see him throughout Columbus
awesome.
City and all the special stuff that
awesome.
He brings to the table, right?
Awesome.
So Tuck was working with Dean.
Yep.
You come in. Now, and I don't know if you knew this or not, 98 – so your senior year, Tuck was the state coach of the year.
I didn't know that.
Come on. See, Tuck's a humble guy.
I didn't know that.
Tuck was state coach of the year.
Wow.
Ohio state coach of the year.
I did not know
yes,
that.
Yes, indeed. And I shared that
That's
with you
awesome.
Because we have a lot of great coaches. And the coaching history is amazing because there's a lot of people who were state coach of the year.
Yeah.
But Tuck was state coach of the year your senior year, 97,
wow.
98. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes, indeed.
There's not many things out. That's awesome.
So
that's awesome.
I thought you would enjoy hearing that. I saw Tuck recently.
Uh-huh.
And I said to him, because as I'm doing my notes in production, preparing for your show.
Okay.
I came across that myself. And I saw Tuck. I said, hey, look, man, me and you have talked basketball 100 times.
And you've never mentioned that.
You've never mentioned
right.
that one time, which
right.
speaks to the character, you know what I mean, for
100%.
Him. 100%. Because, like, he ain't running around out here, and then you go look up and you dig in some
yeah.
of the, like, the kids call them receipts, right?
Right.
You go dig up the receipts.
Oh, he got a lot of them.
Yeah, his name is sitting
yeah.
right there,
yeah.
right? So you were blessed to have somebody who really understood, like you said, high energy.
Yep.
And I think this is the piece that a lot of people want to know.
Yeah.
How does Ohio State happen? So you're in high school, you out here getting it, you're over on the South Side, you're doing all these amazing things, and then we all look up and you at OSU.
It was an interesting journey, and
okay.
this is the first time anyone has ever asked me this question.
Come on, let's get it.
Because a lot of people kind of just see...
Turn your radios up, people.
They just kind of see what you do, but they don't know, like, your journey.
Right.
I was a kid that never played AAU.
Okay.
I believe it was the end of my sophomore year.
It was kind of just getting heavy.
It was just
we
getting
kids.
Heavy.
It really wasn't like
yeah,
like it
just
too
was
much
getting heavy.
Yep.
John Coffey would read the newspaper.
Mm. Yeah.
And he would just keep up with numbers.
Yeah.
And he came up to Marion Franklin Gym.
Mm.
And as he walked in, you know, my mother, Kathy Moore,
yeah, come on.
Said, "Who is this other white guy walking in the gym? Let
yeah.
me see who he came to see."
Right.
And those two were very pivotal in my life. He came in. I ended up playing for the Dayton Lady Hoop Stars.
Okay.
Which we have a show on Disney Channel about our AAU team. I mean, it was so phenomenal to
yeah.
where everybody on our team went big time Division One.
Okay.
For years and years and years to come. I mean, Tamika Williams, you know, you got
yeah.
Tanya McClure. You got, I mean,
yeah.
you have a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I played, my 1 year I played AAU. I was like All-American, would come home to trash bags full of mail.
Right.
Ohio State wasn't on my top five.
Oh, wow.
People don't know that.
Okay.
I wanted to be a duplicate of Marion Jones.
Okay.
I wanted to run track and play basketball for North Carolina.
Right.
So that's what I was going to do. And that's what my mind was set was on.
Okay.
Ohio State switched coaches.
Was all that normal for you? Like as you're still looking back on it, because kid, it's not normal to have trash bags full of mail.
It was overwhelming.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. At least some part of it was a bit much.
It was overwhelming to where you had to have like a good measuring, like feeder system. Hey, man, yeah. I didn't read the mail that was typed.
Right.
Not being arrogant, but
no, I get it.
I just wanted it to be personal, because it was the difference.
Kids don't understand the difference between kind of that form mail letter and the one where a coach put a pen on a piece of paper and said a few things too, which I'm sure you got a lot of those.
Right. Yeah. I had a little wisdom, so I was like, hey, they could just put my name in there and it's just, they sent this out to 1,000 people. I don't want to read it.
Right.
Somebody that wrote something personal that might have ran past during a game or something. Yeah. I would just go through them and really just being a person of faith and a person of prayer. That's the only way you could have navigated during that time because it was insane. Yeah. Everything was better than Southside Columbus. You know what I mean? So top schools and, you know, going to visits, it's their job to woo you.
No doubt.
You know, so.
Well, and let me share, university campuses are made to look special.
They're made to look special.
Yeah, so no matter where you're from,
right.
Most campuses, you're going to land on campus and go, this is better from where I'm at, even if you're living in the most beautiful place.
Right.
Because they got all, you know, the landscaping is always done.
Right.
All the stones are clean.
Right.
The university campuses are made to look good, right?
And just to let everybody know is that the same thing they do for the male athletes, they do for the female athletes,
indeed.
Probably with a little bit of sauce on it too.
Yes,
so
indeed.
During that time, I mean, it was just an amazing process. And the only way I was able to really sift through it was prayer.
Okay.
You know, big, huge person of faith.
Right.
And that's the only way I could make the decision, honestly.
Okay. So who was a part of that top four or five when you were first in down?
It was North Carolina.
Yeah.
It was Rutgers because C. Vivian Stringer is huge in my life.
Yeah.
Wendy Leary at Old Dominion.
Okay. Old Dominion's in Virginia?
Yes. Yeah. And I'm from Virginia, which people don't know.
Okay.
And I think, I can't remember, it was probably two just because I had friends that was like on the team or like coaches on the staff or something like that.
Yeah.
And the only reason why I wanted to get out of Ohio because I just wanted to spread my wings. You know, I wanted to see other things and it didn't happen like that. My brother had his first kid.
Okay.
I knew my niece Kayla was coming along.
Yeah.
And I'm a big family person.
Okay. Right.
I went to the shot when it was just dirt with a hard hat on.
Yeah, okay.
And, I mean, really, the rest was history. After I did that, man, it was like...
So you went and took a visit at Ohio State?
Yes.
Okay.
And I wasn't going to.
Okay.
So I took a visit with my brother, Aaron, my cousin, Sean. We did... Yeah. Man, I look back at those pictures, man.
Right.
I'm like, man, I looked good. Right. Like, man, you know, just... Looking at the times, you know, beeper on the side, chain on.
Right.
But it was phenomenal. And Tucker tell you this, I told him, he would ask me all the time, give me some guidance.
Right.
And he would said, I said, hey, when I know what school I'm going to go to, just please answer the phone. I said, you know, he's a man of faith as well.
Yep,
so he always was guiding me.
Yeah.
And I said, when I get the answer, if it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning, just please answer the phone.
Okay.
It was one of those moments, 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
Coach, hey, set a press conference. I'm going to Ohio State.
Wow.
And that was it. And with those two decisions with my school, man, Marion Franklin and going to Ohio State, I just believe those were the best decisions for me.
So you're saying this, and now I have to ask, you're talking about decisions, and I want parents, I want kids, I want people to resonate and understand this. You're talking about decisions that were made at age 14 and 18.
Yeah, right? 17.
17.
I was a young, you, I you, didn't you, even you, turn.
You, so 13 and 17.
That's it.
Yeah. Who's there along the way? Who needs to get some love right now while we're talking about who was your support team that helped make those decisions for a 13, 17-year-old?
Really, just anybody that was in my life at that time, my mother and father.
Yeah.
First of all, Liz Riley. And
kids,
Rory
listen
Brown.
To your parents. We know a little something.
Listen to your parents. But at the same time, like, you have to understand that they see something in you that you might not be able to see just yet.
Come on.
And learn to be obedient.
Right.
Learn to follow directions.
Come on.
And when you do that, I think they lead you onto a path that eventually your lights will come on.
Right.
And for me, my lights came on early just from being involved in, you know, music.
Okay.
So when I was doing that, I was, you know, doing things in Central Ohio at my son's age.
Okay.
You know, from being on Good Morning America, you know, having albums and that type of stuff. So I had a disciplined life as well as track. You know, being able to be with, we have Olympic gold medalists here in Central Ohio that I was running with, you know, on my first stage at that level too. So just being able to try to get the best out of me, it wasn't even me.
Yeah.
I was just trying to keep up.
Okay.
Well, what was, you know, keep up.
Right.
Just keep up. And as I began to work hard and keep up, you know, my lights kind of came on.
Okay.
So from everybody, my grandma, my brothers.
Right.
Thank you for my niece, Kayla, being born.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have been in Columbus. I really would have got out of here.
Okay.
And Kathy Moore.
Yeah. 100%.
Which is my angel.
Right.
I don't want to cry, but everybody, if you're from Columbus Public Schools and you know Kathy Lynn Moore.
Yes, indeed.
Just changed my life.
Yeah.
You know, being able to listen and give me direction.
She was a guiding light for a lot of people. Because, and so
amazing.
When we were talking, you know, before the show began, pre-show here, we were talking about Kathy briefly. And I shared with you, certainly knew the game of basketball, right? Because this is a sports show too, right? I say too, right? This is a sports show too.
Right.
And I remember one of the first times I met Kathy, and we were just kind of like in a conversation, and she started talking basketball, and I was kind of like, oh, like you know, I didn't really know Kathy. I just, and I'm like, this lady knows the game a little bit.
She know
right?
the game.
And so, then later on, I was sharing with somebody, hey, you know, I was talking with this lady, Kathy, and they said, that's Jack's daughter.
Right.
Right. So then it all clicked.
Right.
Oh, she know the game,
know the game.
Right.
Yep.
And it's a different conversation
right.
for people who know basketball. Right. And that's, I'm sure that's that way for all sports.
Right.
But I'm just saying it's a different conversation because you can tell when a person's comments are authentic and they understand what they're saying as opposed to maybe regurgitating something someone else said.
Right.
Yeah, she knew the game.
Right.
Right. So you've had these special people in your life who knew basketball, were around basketball, were a part of your guiding light.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's talk a little OSU for a minute then, right? Is that cool? Can
awesome.
We go to OSU?
Yeah,
right. So you go to OSU and I think Coach Burns is Coach Burns your coach, right?
Yeah.
So just give us a little bit of memory of Ohio State and what that experience was like.
Ohio State was amazing.
Okay.
You know, as a kid at that age, walking in, you don't know what you're walking into. It was awesome.
Yeah.
I look back at it, do not understand how we were able to even the day-to-day. I don't know how, like my body, and I was even able to do that because you understand that, like, you know, you're not coming from full heavy, you know, weightlifting and these types of things. And, you know, your body can go into shock. Your mind can go into shock.
That's
I have full coursework, you know, in college that I have to keep up with.
Yeah.
I look back at it.
Back when we actually had to keep up with.
Keep up with it
because,
yourself.
See, there's two different types of schooling going on out here, people.
Yeah.
And we're at a time, and I'm not saying there's not things going on, but I certainly can remember the load of having to keep up with classes and practice and signing off on the practice time sheets.
Everything.
Right. Signing off on
everything.
The practice. He's only supposed to practice so many hours. I remember looking at the first time on
like,
our
that's
time
not
sheet.
Right.
I said, no, we practiced more than that, didn't we? Like
sure.
This is the time sheet that you signed off on. But we practiced a little bit more than that. They said, well, some of them hours don't catch up with that. Y'all would shoot around.
Right.
Oh, got you.
It was just an amazing experience. I feel that I was just fortunate. I mean, I had friends and sisters. Anybody that I was on the team with, I consider them a sister still to this day.
Yeah.
Just
some local Central Ohio people were on that team.
Local Central Ohio, Tanya McClure.
Turner.
Turner. You got Lauren Shank. You have Katie Motter. I mean, and we all were dating lady hoop stars.
Yeah.
That's what people don't know. So just being able to go and actually get it done.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say that during my 4 years, never late, never academically ineligible,
right.
never get called to the office for the wrong thing.
Right.
So the thing in reflection I can say is at Ohio State, I learned who I was.
Mm. Okay.
Basketball taught me who I was.
Wow, okay.
So just being able to be free, that's like, basketball court is like my place of freedom.
Yeah.
I go out there, people should be like, how are you so high energy and do all this? Man, we practice for 4-5 hours.
That's right.
For this 40 minutes,
yeah,
I'm going to knock your head off.
That's right.
Like, you know, that's just the mentality of those who are great.
Exactly. Yep.
No disrespect, but,
But that really is also a part of, like, I don't know where it's went.
Yeah.
It used to be a part of our Columbus grit.
Yeah.
Like, that,
yeah.
that's what, like, hey,
that's,
look, I'm going to tap on my chest. We're going to slap on the floor. We're going to go get after it. Like, we're going to find it out, right? You know what I mean?
For sure.
With whatever level of success we had, we was always trying to give it our most.
For sure.
So I'm sorry, but you're saying, so Ohio State, great sisterhood, phenomenal experience. So let's get into some of the fun stuff for a moment.
All right.
Right.
I'm gonna get into some numbers.
So you're ranked in Ohio State history in the top 25 in steals and assists for your career.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about the WNIT championship. Y'all won an NIT championship?
Yes, we did.
What year was that?
Memorable. When did I graduate? That might have been, was that 01 or 02?
Oh, I think that would have been probably 02.
Maybe 02.
Okay.
We actually, in WNIT, we had to play here. I made a game-winning shot to put us in the championship.
That's right.
And it was funny because it was against the University of Cincinnati.
Okay.
And I ended up working and coaching for the University of Cincinnati. So that was something I kind of came in with a little bit, you know.
Come on, y'all remember what I did? Come on, go look in the books.
But that was an amazing experience. I felt like that was like winning a national title for us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we just had so much fun doing it together, man. I remember going to New Mexico and we couldn't breathe, you know, just being in the altitude. So it was a lot of things we had to press through to get there. All our family support, man. It just was a memorable moment.
Okay. Now, in my production notes, I have here that you had a game with 10 steals.
Yeah, I was kind of angry at that
game.
Yeah.
What you mean kind of angry? I want to hear a little bit more about that. From one guard to another guard. I mean, what, 10 steals?
Well, it was a girl from Northwestern. I don't remember. It was a girl from Northwestern. I was in the corner about to shoot a three-pointer, and I had like a nice game when we played. But she did one of those closeout rolls.
Oh, yeah.
So she hurt my knee. I never been hurt ever in my whole career.
Yeah.
And I had like an MCL strain.
Okay.
So I didn't get to really fully play again until we played Northwestern. And I told him I'm going to give her a nightmare.
On the second game,
absolutely.
Second go around. Okay.
Said, I'm going to give you a nightmare. If anybody's ever watched my game, I like playing high intensity.
Yeah, yeah.
90 baseline to baseline. And every time she put it down there,
Come on. You either going to pick it up or I'm going to take it from you.
And I was screaming in her face.
Yeah, I get it.
It was one of those moments to where She needed to
know
that.
You had to find out.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I might have had a couple high school games with like maybe 6.
Man.
And I felt like I was taking it every single time.
And they were 10 front court steals.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Not in the passing lane. This was one-on-one.
This is 10. You bring the ball up the court, and I'm like, it's either going to pick it up or I'm going to take it from you.
Yeah.
That, hey, look, I read that. I was going through it. I said, and you could, I'm just smiling because as you know, as guard to guard, you think about that. And I share with these young guards all the time, like, hey, look, no disrespect to you, but I wouldn't even let you bring the ball up the court.
Absolutely.
They don't even understand what I'm saying.
Right.
You would be in the backcourt. I'm going to have you picking the ball up with it back over your head like this on one foot trying to find an outlet pass to get rid of it.
100%.
Because I'm just going to turn you so many times, you're not even going to be able to, keep the ball on the floor. I don't see a lot of that anymore. It's just missing so much. It drives me crazy when I watch games because I go, come on, you're supposed to make it hard for that person to get this ball up the court, right?
Yeah.
Now, you also got selected to play a little bit of international basketball. It's like a Big Ten group of players. What was that like? That's all the time we have today on WCBE 90.5 FM. To hear the full show, you can find the City League Sports Podcast on Spotify, Apple, or whatever platform you prefer to listen to your favorite podcast. You can also follow us on Instagram at City League Sports 614. Until next time, I'm Dr. Vince Clarno, and thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Raghav Raj. I'm the student intern here at 90.5 WCBE. Did you know that you can tune into this show on WCBE's new app? Whether you're on the go or staying home, the WCBE app lets you listen to our programming online anytime. For local music, community news, and original podcasts, find WCBE on the App Store or the Google Play Store today.
It is said every album represents a step in an artist's journey. Hey there, music lovers. Tano Jones here of the Tano Jones Revelry. I'm inviting you to listen to Music Journeys with Mike Foley. Mike mixes music in conversation with artists to share what informed and inspired their latest project, how the love of music began, or perhaps what music means to them, and so much more. Music Journeys airs Saturday afternoons at 3:30 on WCBE. Recent episodes are available on the major podcast platforms and the WCBE app. To hear more from all the musicians featured since its start in 2018, including me, Tano Jones, look for Music Journeys in WCBE's podcast experience at WCBE.org. You guys be well. Peace.